Right then, so in this episode, I'm just gonna have a chat with you. Yeah, I don't even know what I'm gonna say, to be honest. Go get yourself a tea or coffee. I've had my daily amount. Yeah. Now then, let's be clear about something. I too get in moods. 1000%. Today, I had a cob on. For anyone not familiar with the Midlands, a cob. It's just, you got a mood on, right? I went all the way to the swimming pool and I only did 15 minutes. I just couldn't be asked. I couldn't be asked. I couldn't even, I had my goggles on and everything. I couldn't be asked to even put my head underwater. And then I came out and I felt so shit because I was like, oh, I didn't even give it my best shot. So I had a sulk. And then I was in the changing rooms and just trying to, sorry, but guys, but trying to put a bra on after you've been swimming is just a mission. I reckon it's easier. I reckon it's what? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. My brain's went gone. I don't even know what I was going to say. So look, right? We all have days. We don't know why we have these days. We don't even. Nothing makes sense. But some days you can just feel a right effort. And sometimes those days turn into fucking weeks, and sometimes months, and sometimes years, but it doesn't matter because sometimes in those days you just need a little bit of hope. And that hope is going to be disguised as the biggest pain in the ass known to man. Now, I don't know if you've seen Beauty and the Beast. I don't want to ruin the ending for you, but I have a funny feeling that everyone knows the story, right? Now, remember right at the beginning of Beauty and the Beast, it was like a gorgeous prince in a castle, right? There's a knock on the door, a little old lady, and she just wants a bit of shelter from the rain. And he sends her on her way. Go away, ghastly little old lady. Shoo, I'm shallow as shit. No, go away. And this little old lady offers him a rose. Nope, go away, go away. So she turns, but she turns then into this beautiful princess. And he begs for forgiveness. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't know you were a blessing in disguise. I didn't know. And she casts on him loneliness, isolation, everything, right? So the moral of the story is don't judge appearances. When you think someone is going to be a pain in the ass, they could be actually your blessing. When you think that someone isn't going to pay up, they'll pay up. I've experienced it with this social media shit. Like, I've had people, not you guys, obviously, I've had people like just be really fake and they always want something. They want like a business collaboration or they want some kind of opportunity. And I've seen them be so fake. I'm not good with fake. I can't deal with it. I don't know what's wrong with me. But if you say, oh, we're going to be friends, I'm expecting you to ring. Like, hello? Hello, why are you not ringing? It leaves me hanging. It leaves me confused. And I've had this recently where, because of the magazine and stuff, I've had people, oh, let's be friends. Oh, I want to be a friend. And then, hello? Where's the call? Where's the call? Why are we not being friends? It throws me off. I don't like it. I don't like it. It shows dishonesty. And it also shows that you are wanting to use the friend's word to keep the door open so you can come in and out. I'm not revolving door, But people kind of pick you up and put you down because they think they've measured you. Now, what you're capable of and who you actually are can be completely different to how someone treats you. So, very much like that, the prince in the Beauty and the Beast cartoon. He measured the old lady as useless. I've got no time for her. I don't need her. And then the minute she, shows who she really is, oh no, beg, 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 And, we get it everywhere. We get users everywhere. We get people just popping up left, right, and center, just thinking that they can kind of take from you all the time and use you in some way. And, in and out, in and out. I don't like it. I don't like it. And I'm sure you don't, right? But that's who people are. The majority of people are very shallow. They're very like this prince on Beauty and the Beast. And what happened to the prince, the cocky prince, the narcissistic prince? What happened? He got a spell on him and he was isolated and he became a vulgar, animal. You know? Now, the universe, if you can stay kind and you can stay soft and hopeful, the universe will send a blessing, and it will be from someone you didn't even think. Could open so many doors and open your heart and open your mind in ways that you never even thought. And all you've got to do is just stay nice and kind. Say hello and nice. Be nice to the postman. Be nice to the shop owner. Be nice to the waiter, the waitress. I've been on receiving ends of so many vulgar people because I used to be a waitress. And I have so many stories from people off the telly who I've served. And I've thought, dickhead, dickhead, dickhead. And they treated me like absolute crap. And I have one story in particular where one guy off the telly treated me like absolute shit. And he wanted my number, and I wouldn't give it to him. He was married as well. I mean, hello. Like, honestly, honest to God. There's one thing I do not get, I've never done it, and I can't get my head around, is cheating. Like, why be, like, I'm too logical. Why be with someone if you're going to go sleep with somebody else? I don't get that. And it's also so incredibly disloyal. Like, no, 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 no. So anyway, he asked for my number. Look at me spilling the tea. So anyway, he asked for my number. And I was like, no, barking at the wrong tree. And I say to my manager, he's a pain in the ass. He's repugnant. Like, he's just so rude and leechy. I don't like it. I'm not serving him. I'll go home. I'll quit my job, whatever you need me to do. I'm not serving him. And then he pops up social media. Doesn't know who I am, does he? Doesn't recognise the waitress because I was in Birmingham at the time. I looked a little bit different, yeah. Well, I was about 20 years younger for starters. And he wanted a reading. And I said, no, no, you're not having a reading. And I said to him, I don't like the way that you treat waitresses, so no. And I left him on a cliffhanger. Yeah, he wouldn't have remembered me anyway because I was merely something at the bottom of his shoe. Now his career is just done one. Now he needs to know where he is in life. Now he needs the guidance. And I'm not helping him. Because karma's a bitch. But also I get to decide. I get to decide if I'm going to do that or not. And I decided I'm not because of the treatment. Anyway, I don't need to justify it. I chose not to. You know, and it's like you never know who anyone is. Never, never give up. Always treat people with respect. And something will come along, a blessing will come along. Someone will open your heart, mind and eyes and everything. They'll just open your life up and it will be the person that you least expect, you know. So never judge a book by its cover. Never be arrogant when things are going well. Never treat people like crap. You know this anyway, I'm not telling you this, I'm just talking out loud. But it's like, yeah, the cartoons and stuff, they're really good to watch, you know, because we need fairy tales. I'm reading a book at the moment about the art of fairy tales and why we need them and why it's really important. And, you know, they're so brilliant for teaching you kind of life lessons, you know. And, yeah, never lose hope. So even if you have a really bad day, that does not give anyone permission to talk to you like crap. Just because something's happened for them, that does not give them permission for anything other than pure kindness and pure nice, you know? I should always treat people with respect. And I think one of the reasons why I'm telling you this is because I've been a bit bat to bat today. And, you know, I really push for people to, well, I challenge people a lot in regards to how much they tolerate. And we can always add so much empathy and sympathy to people going through stuff. But it's like, how long are you going to let the same behaviours kick in? You know, at what point are you going to not stick up for yourself? You know, you get to shut it down. I've said this before. You get to shut it down. And that's the bullshit and everything. All right. You don't get to be played. I don't get to be played. You ain't playing me. When you're like, oh, let's be friends, because you want a foot in my door because it's business and stuff. You want to do that. No, I'm going to shut that down. That's insincere. Just be honest. I'd much rather people just be like, I'm interested in this. I'm interested in the magazine. I'm interested in your podcast. I'd like to build a relationship around that. That's fine. Then I know where you are, right? But all this opaqueness and pushing the boundaries. Nope. You know? So you've got to be strong. You've got to protect yourself. All right? Protect yourself. But don't let anyone treat you like crap. Don't let anyone push you around. No. But isn't the example of the Beauty and the Beast? I forgot about that and I was watching the cartoon things today. I have it on in the background, you know. Normally I don't have TV on in the day because it's just, well, too much. But I thought, no, I'm going to watch this, and I did. And here we are. Here we are. Did I tell you that story where I lived above another actress in my old place? Did I tell you? Let me tell you. Honestly, I'm being really gossipy today. And, I'd never say names. Never, never, never. And I always keep it kind of opaque so that you never really know who it is. Like, you can't gather the info, right? And I lived above an actress. My God, she was really nasty. Do you know, because of my sexuality, she used it against her boyfriend. So her and her boyfriend were having issues. And she texted me once saying, do you want to go for a walk with the dogs? And I thought, yeah, why not? Get out of the house. And as we were walking, she said, oh, he wouldn't like me and you, Hank, spending time together. And I thought, why? What's happened? And of course, in my naivety, I was like, what have I done? You know? And then she later told me that, well, I think she played me against him a little bit to get attention from him. She wouldn't have been the first person, and she won't be the last that did this. And anyway, she used my sexuality against me. I definitely think she dramatized a lot, probably made out I was after her to get the attention, you know. And I thought, oh, you're a little bit insipid. I don't like this. So that was the last time I went for a walk with her, because I thought nobody gets to use me, you know. And again, I shut it down. Now, what she didn't know was I was always really, really friendly with the postie. Now, she treated the postie like absolute crap. Below her, you know, she's an actress. She's an artist. She's an artist, you know. And she treated him like crap. Now, he was married to a very big film director in the UK. Yeah. And can't say names or anything like that. I think it was director. I swear it was director. But anyway, who he was married to could have easily got her a new gig. Now then, you might be thinking, what is a postie doing married to blah, blah? I saw the pictures. I very much saw them as a couple. Like, I know full well they were they're married. He only was a postie because he just wanted to get out of the house. He didn't need to work. And he just wanted to get out of the house. And he said, couldn't think of a better job. You know, just walking around, posting letters all day. Now, I used to date a postie, so I know full well it can be a very nice job. Yeah. And I couldn't believe it. And I thought, well, there you go. Now, I didn't tell the actress downstairs that the postie could have got her a really good gig. And the postie certainly didn't. And there's a pure example of Beauty and the Beast. Yep. Treating him like absolute dirt on the bottom of her shoe because she judged. She didn't think for one second connection or networking or anything like that. She's an artist, you know. And out of nowhere, a way will be made. Out of nowhere, you think, my God, like, life is really crap. And then someone pops up and you think, what? And they will change your whole world. That postie, if she was only nice to him, I'm sure he would have opened doors for her. I just know he was so kind and so lovely and very intelligent. Very intelligent guy. And, you know, I know when the first COVID hit, you know, a lot of businesses went out of, you know, business and stuff. And I remember seeing, you know, like the Deliveroos and the Uber Eats and things. I remember seeing a completely different kind of age range on these things. And I remember asking one Uber Eats guy, like, I said, is this what you do all the time? I was just having a chat with him and he said, no, I'm a CEO, but my business has just gone bust. So now I'm jumping on this because I've got a mortgage to pay. And I thought, here's a guy who would be able to get you a job the next time he has an opportunity. All is not what it seems. And in the Beauty and the Beast shows you that. You open a door, little old granny, wanting to come in from the rain, looking, testing you to see if you're still a nice, warm person underneath, to see if you still have hope. I have no doubt in my mind God sends you angels and tests to see if you still believe. Because all God needs you to do, and I know I'm Bible bashing here, and I don't mean to, I'm not going to mention the Bible whatsoever, but whether it's God or a force or whatever you believe in, I truly, truly believe that it sends you messengers, it sends you people that you to see if you still believe, because all you need is to believe and a change will happen. All you need is to believe and your life will change. If you can just hold on to that little bit of hope, and I know I'm going to mention Jesus, but it's like, I know Jesus said all you need is hope the size of, well, belief the size of a mustard seed. I've completely butchered that statement, but he was basically saying tiny, tiny, tiny amount of belief. And that old lady on Beauty and the Beast, what was she testing? She was seeing if he's got any love in his heart. Because underneath that facade of being an old lady, she was a princess. She was a beautiful, gorgeous woman. And she wanted someone to love. And she wanted to see if he was available emotionally. So she tested him. She went into this, you know, old lady thing to see what he was like. And he was cold and nasty. But then he found out who she truly was. And that's like my actor neighbour, right? The minute she found out that postie was connected to the film industry, she would have changed her tune massively. And that's not what God wants. That's not what the energy wants. The universe, whatever you want to call it. It doesn't want fake people befriending it because it wants something out of it. It wants truly kind people to feel it, to believe in it, that it will change your life. And it will. The universe, God, whatever spirit, it just wants you to know that it will help you out and will truly change your life. But you've got to believe in it. And so it sends you a little test now and again. You know? Yeah. It's funny, isn't it? Karma always exists. I've never seen anyone get away with anything. Yeah. Yeah. That actor who was a pain in the ass to me. I remember that shift so bad. I just remember, I think it was just after Gay Pride and I'd been working these really long hours. And I had like trench foot because of all the alcohol that was on the floor. And I just remember thinking, oh my God, you're just so insipid, you know? And now, well, I'd be able to help him out on a career level, but no one, I'm not supporting anyone who cheats on their wife. You can forget it. That's a totally different discrepancy right there, you know? No thanks. You know, so just, you don't have to try and be a perfect person. I know I'm not. And it's like, you don't have to be a perfect person. Just be warm and kind and just hold hope that a messenger's coming. Because I truly believe they exist, truly. You know, and you never know who you're helping. I do see a lot of division at the moment. That's why I'm not turning the telly on in the day, really. I don't watch the news at all. Because all it talks about is, and all it kind of amplifies is that we're all at war with each other. And we're not. You know, so then you learn, you lose your trust. You know, you don't want to give a homeless person £5 because a news report said that 90% of them are faking it. You know, you start to learn these anti-human kind of statements, and it's just, no, you should always have a degree of humanity in you, 1,000%. But never underestimate anyone. But a messenger's coming, 1,000%. A messenger's coming. They'll test you. They'll come with, you know, as a disguise to test whether you're still warm, whether you've still got a heartbeat. Yeah. I mean, I hope that actor wasn't a test because I failed that one. But to be fair, I ain't getting involved with him and his energy. No, thanks. Wolf in sheep's clothing right there. Yeah. Yeah. No, no. I know a bad vibe when I see one. But yeah, you just, you watch. You watch. You hold hope. You hold hope. Just a tiny, tiny little bit. Yeah. Anyway, love you loads. No more gossip today. Yeah, no more swimming by the looks of things. Anyway, love you.